Welcome back to Soulmate. I'm MJ. This is
Geneva Joseph, legend in these streets.
Let's see. And do you want to do a rap? No, okay, cool. Back with some new music and obviously some news that we're going to get into. But I'm going to kick it off with some new music. I switched it up a bit this week just to let you guys know our favourite picks and stuff. So I'd have to say my favourite release from this week was Lucky Day and Tiana Major 9 with
love
On
them, love
Red.
Both.
Geneva corrected me, it's not On Read.
On Read, she said. On Read, what do you mean On Read? You can't it's leave on someone red. On Read, it's On Red, babe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, that's dope. Lucky Day is having a project coming out on February the 12th.
Jeez, before the Valentine's.
Uh-huh. And it's one of those like duet albums.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna have Ari Lennox on it.
Yes, okay.
Queen
yes.
Niger, Tiana Major 9, Yeba.
Yes, this is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, looking forward to it. But yeah, that is my track of the week.
I guess for that still.
Definitely go check it out, guys. It's if you know Lucky Day, you know Tiana Major 9, you know they're both dope.
If you don't get to know, because they're both very talented artists.
100%. My international pick of the week is Priya Raghu with Chicken Lemon Rice.
Sounds delicious.
It is delicious. She's like a funk soul R&B infusion. She's from Switzerland, but her heritage is Sri Lankan, so you really get the Tamil influences through her music. It's got that I hope that's not offensive, but she's got like that kind of that Bollywood vibe to it, but it's dope. My UK pick of the week R&B wise is August 12th.
Jeez, I think you told me about them actually. You've
August 12th with Love Won't Stand a Chance. Yeah. Did I tell you about August 12th before? Yeah, probably. He's like one of the UK R&B guys.
Doing his thing.
Yeah. He wrote that song with Travis Wilde. And that's another UK, if you're looking for underground UK R&B or up and coming UK R&B, I definitely recommend you go and check that out. My UK pick of the week, rap wise, is Tiggs the Author featuring Nines with Flying
Cold.
High. Yeah. Love it.
Cold.
Even the visuals, everything, yeah.
Wavy.
Yeah.
Love it. Nice anyway. And everything Tiggs the Author features on is a banger. I was actually saying that to my mate the other day.
Some people just got the sauce, you know?
Yeah, he's got the sauce. It's nice. Saucy weather.
My album of the week is Van Jess, Homegrown.
Yeah.
They are like an R&B duo in America. I think they originate from Nigeria, so big up Van Jess, my Nigerian sisters. Yeah. But definitely go and check it out. It's their latest album.
Oh, it's two people.
I think they're sisters. I want to say they're sisters.
Oh,
but,
sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it. Hey, we must have tried it. We did try it. Big up you guys. Oh, I love you guys.
We tried to do
the Chosen Stars. Destiny's Child.
Can you sing?
Sisters. We tried to do a group anyway. Back in the days, yeah? And it just didn't work out because someone wanted to be the Beyonce and others wanted to be the Beyonce and then the bit clash. But I was cool being Kelly because I just wanted to sing. I just wanted to dance. I just wanted to be doing it with my sisters. But, people clash and it just didn't work out.
Oh, no.
We could have been amazing.
Are you guys still, close?
Or is it
beef because of the band stuff?
We performed at church.
Oh.
It was lit. We'll do things, we'll go places.
But I'm not gonna lie to you, I feel like everyone performs at church.
What are you trying to say?
Don't call yourself creative if you've never performed at church.
It was lit.
Okay, cool. And finally I've got my legend where sometimes I big up Robin Vick and Pharrell.
So,
an old timer in the game.
This
week's MVP, I'm gonna change it to MVP instead of legend.
That's what I do.
God damn it. Okay, cool. It's Keisha Cole with I Don't Want to Be in Love. Yeah. And obviously.
Oh, well, she dropped in the verses.
Exactly.
Little teaser. Okay,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. She's got the track out.
But yeah, guys. Those are our top selections for the week. If you want to see more music, head over to the music room on the website, www.soulmateonline.org. And all of my finds, my new music, if you want to hear what we're listening to and what we recommend, head over there. Updated basically daily.
Jeez,
especially in this lockdown.
Fresh.
Yeah, cool. All right, cool. So yeah, so music coming out. So Bryson Tiller's gonna release a project as well.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
What,
man.
He released an album last year, girl.
Swear down.
Yeah.
I didn't hear not a track.
Yeah, he released
not
an anniversary last year.
That's peak.
You did. You heard the song with Drake. I can't, when we're together.
No, I ain't heard that rendition. I haven't heard it. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe if someone plays the actual track.
Oh, so now you're blaming me for. Is it? Wait, hold on. Is that how the is that the melody of the song? Was I doing it?
I heard a match, but it wasn't.
Y'all
hate.
Y'all some serious haters.
What's the percentage
of that match, eh?
And we're together.
Yeah, she like. I get where she's going, but
yeah, but you've heard it. That's why.
Yeah, fair enough.
Give
right,
me some lyrics, right?
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's good because I think before that he had a really long hiatus before releasing music.
Yeah, that's what you were.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even come back.
To be honest, the album, it was a good album. I liked it because I'm a, I like R&B music. So
mm-hmm. I'll definitely check it out. Now that I know as well.
I don't think it did that well. Okay, that's probably why I didn't hear. But I'm looking forward to his album. It's going to be a triple disc project. And I think it's going to be like R&B, hip hop and pop. It's going to be like a blend of it. So, yeah.
He's just trying to hit the charts. He's thinking,
yeah,
let me saturate the market.
One of these gotta hit.
Techie. Yeah, exactly. One of these gotta hit without Drake, man. No, I see you, Bryson. Do your thing.
But yeah, that album's gonna come out apparently next year. But he's gonna release another album in the meantime. So there's a deluxe coming out from for anniversary.
In 2021,
he's dropping a deluxe for anniversary. Okay. And then he's dropping another album. And then he's gonna drop. I don't know. That's what you think. He said, I'm back now.
This is
I'm here to stay.
You're just having an album within an album, fam.
Do you know what it could be? I feel like the lockdown has reignited a lot of people because he did say that he put this album on hold because he was going through like a little bit of depression.
Oh, some personal stuff.
Do you know what I'm saying? So maybe I feel like maybe the lockdown has really like allowed people to kind of just.
Take time.
And just get back to what they love and just, you know, enjoy life, you know? So,
get back to your foundations, you know?
So, I rate it, man. So, I'm looking forward to hearing whatever Bryson Tiller's got coming out.
No, I'm excited.
Ari Lennox is also in the studio with Missy Elliott. She's gonna be.
My mama?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah. You don't know. That's gonna be fire regardless. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, that's dope. She tweeted, I think Missy Elliott tweeted about Ari Lennox saying, like, yo, she's fire or something. And then they basically agreed to go studio.
Get in the studio together. Mm-hmm. I love when that happens, though, because it's such a genuine connection. And it's in front of people as well, so it's like...
But I feel like Missy Elliott's been doing that a lot, though. She's been reaching out to a lot of people, like, via social media.
Mm.
So, even to the UK, like, with Bree Runway.
Oh, yeah, that was an incredible But that just shows that certain artists... won't stay relevant because they're not keeping up with the times, and she's someone who's keeping up with the times, so she knows it's not always going to be popping off. But social media is a way to connect with people who might not be in your circle of maybe you're not going to get a demo from Bree Runway.
But if you can go on Twitter and see
a 15-second version of her spitting, and you say, "Oi, she's got that flow," or a little TikTok or something, now you're in Missy Elliott's bloody DMs.
That's how the world works, baby. It's crazy. More of these, OGs like Missy Elliott should be on that vibe, like reaching out to more people on Twitter, reaching out to more artists that are blowing up, you know,
thrive on your classics, but not forever, if you want to still be in the clubs when like our niece and nephews get up there, you gotta be doing your thing. Things moving fast nowadays. It's rapido, mate.
Absolutely. Do you know who Tierra Whack is? Do you rate her?
Cold.
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of
wacky videos as well.
She's crazy. I wish I could just spend like a couple minutes inside her brain. She's so cold. Have you seen her freestyles? A couple minutes
because I bet there's a nuts in there, bro.
It's crazy. Have you seen her freestyles?
Not really, not much of them. I've actually seen most of her like, actual released videos and stuff.
Okay. So like I don't know if she's been doing it daily. But I've been getting like I've been seeing her notifications like of her freestyles like on Twitter.
Well, she does it like every day, I'm gonna check that out.
She done one the other day like to Onyx. And it was just cold anyway. Yeah, it went viral. And I feel like it's about time that like, people, you know, start paying attention.
Yeah, because she's wavy.
Yeah.
No, she's actually cold.
That project that she had, she brought out, was it 2020 or was it the year before? It's a Whack World.
Whack World, yeah.
Like 1 minute.
Just them quick tracks. Yeah. The madness is happening them. But no, big up to Shaney who brought me in for her. She showed me a couple of her. And I was like, who is this? And why haven't I ever heard of her? Then I think I saw her on Colours as well.
Okay, that's lit.
Still, she's wavy.
Yeah, so guys,
where's she from actually?
She's American, I want to say Philadelphia, but I don't know. Yeah, she'll probably research that. Yeah.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah, you guys can find out for yourself.
Drop it in the comments, actually. Drop it in the comments. Interactive. How about that?
But do you know what? If I have to recommend an artist for people to go and check out today, yeah, I definitely recommend her, because a lot of people say that there's not a lot of, like, you female rappers, sorry, that out there.
Yeah, that are good, that or whatever. Actually just genuinely being themselves as well. Not
she's
having to,
cold.
You know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Without all of this,
you know,
talking madness in your ear, she's...
No, she's cold with it. And her flow switch up is insane. Like, cold with it. Better than that. Few rappers that are doing big bits.
Bro, I'm telling you, she's better than your favorite rapper. Don't believe me? Go and check it out.
Heard it here first.
Anyway, as a certain someone would say, they're not paying me for that promo, so let's move on. Fat Joe shares that he's 1,000,000% taking the COVID vaccine.
Wait, what? 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 Are you
trying to drop
that as well? What's it?
Am I taking the COVID vaccine? Yeah, so Fat Joe said that he's 1,000,000% taking the COVID vaccine.
I'm gonna have to lean back on that one. You know what I mean? You're gonna miss me with that there, Joe. You're gonna have to miss me with that.
Lean back with that one. I swear down.
Is that you, Joseph?
He said he's taking his parents to get it. Because, you know, of a certain age. But do you know what? I guess if your parents are a certain age, yeah, maybe you'd feel better with them having a vaccine than them having COVID. Maybe.
But, maybe.
But yeah, he's endorsing it.
It's America, wild place, so them men are going to do their thing regardless. He might be getting paid to say that as well.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know. And also, like, I feel like art, like celebrities, maybe not Fat Joe, because I'm sure he doesn't do that many live shows anymore. Like, he's mainly, like, he's trying to be the next David Letterman. Like, that's his goals. He's got his talk, he's got his YouTube talk show thing where he brings on, like, guests. He's had Dr. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but you know, Dr. Fauci. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's had him on his show where they, like, talk about coronavirus and stuff like that. So, okay. I feel like, in a way, he's got the
right people in his ear for him to be spitting the bars that he's spitting right now. Yeah. Basically, what we're trying to say.
But I feel like the more and more celebrities that come out, more and more people are going to be like changing their mind about taking a vaccine.
Yeah, that's why there's sheep and shepherds, fam.
So you 100% no vaccine?
Not until 30. There's no, in the history of every virus that there's ever been, you can't get a vaccine that fast. And then when there's a new variant, you're telling me that new variant, there's a vaccine for that already made.
Yeah, it's all peep. I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
I'm just waiting. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm never going to take it.
But just for now, I just want to chill, yeah. But I feel like celebrities...
Y'all take it first.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Just to see what they do. But what if, Now, hear me out. What if we're supposed to take the vaccine and then something happens and then only the people with the vaccine survive?
What a shame. Life goes on.
That's what I'm saying. What if it don't?
What if? Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, I feel like celebrities, because they want to get back to normal as quick as possible, as in they want to be booking shows, they want to, like,
get
have
back
concerts.
To the bag.
100%. So I feel like they're going
to
start pushing this vaccine more and more.
Yeah, a few people will.
Fat Joe is just one of the first people to come out and say, Lupe Fiasco said that no one's coming to his concerts unless they have a vaccine.
When was the last time he even... What?
I mean, he's got fans.
Okay, cool.
Lupe Fiasco.
Like, kick, push.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, kick,
do you know
push,
what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was trying to get on a skateboard until I dropped off and it hit me in the head, but we'll move on.
He recently released the EP. Why are we trashing? Oh, yeah, because
I'm not
trashing
anyone. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I was so ready to insult him and I forgot why. Jokes.
All the smoke.
Who's your haters? My haters too. Yeah. Alright, cool. So guess who the latest celebrity rapper, if you like, is to invest in cryptocurrency?
I don't know.
It's like it's getting serious now. LL Cool J apparently has invested into a $72 million
72
million. I don't know how much he invested or whatever, but
72
you know,
million. Wait. So he's
his blockchain
putting the stocks in. He's got stocks.
Yeah. So he put money into this cryptocurrency thing, and now it's worth 72 million.
Jesus have mercy. Well played.
I just feel like everyone
is
jumping on this cryptocurrency thing.
All week.
1.5 billion.
What?
Elon Musk bought 1.5 billion of Bitcoin and then said in the future Tesla's gonna. Bruv, have you seen Bitcoin? It's gone up.
Again? Is it? I haven't even watched it. I haven't checked it.
It's gone up.
Is it?
Elon put 1.5 billion into
Bitcoin.
Wow. He said Tesla's gonna accept it as payment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Okay, so. Let me go and put mad. All of my money there.
But the problem is, if he pulls out because he wants profit, then everyone's fucked.
Done for.
Down straight away.
Oof.
He's the one that's boosted it up. One man has moved the market.
That's really scary.
He keeps changing the game in so many different ways. This guy, innovator.
But that's really dope, though. You know,
he's been doing bits, bro. Even that, literally, crypto. That's all I'm hearing.
Like,
so LL Cool J, major moves.
Yeah, I think it's called. I don't know what it's called. I should have prepared more for that one, but it just shocked me that, like, every time I go online, yeah, there's a new rapper that's just, like, invested in cryptocurrency. I kind of feel like, don't get left behind, y'all.
You know what I like, though? It's making people see that, like, fast money is not the motive. It's longevity. You want money in the long run. You want to have your money.
But you kind of have to know. Like, for example, it was going, like, round on Twitter about Lily Allen, who refused 100K in Bitcoin. I don't think it was Bitcoin.
Oh my days, yeah, for a concert or something. Yeah.
He said, no, give me cash. Yeah, but it wasn't Bitcoin though.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, she's probably like thinking shit.
She's kicking herself, bro. Yeah. But yeah, but then again, like, if you don't research all these kind of things, you're never gonna know, innit?
You know,
obviously, you do have to be in the know, but the information is there for you to have if you want it. The information is there now.
People are getting onto her. They're like, she's so stupid. I'm sorry, but think about it. Back in the day, you've got bills to pay. Lily Anna has kids, you know. Mm-mm. Yeah, you've got bills to pay. You've got kids. You've got this. You've got, you know. And someone saying cryptocurrency.
Computer.
Is that gonna pay? Can I take this to HSBC and pay my mortgage? Yeah.
So it's true. You didn't know at the time. It's true.
So I feel bad for her.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that if I was you, love. To yourself.
She shouldn't have told no one, innit?
Yeah,
she was probably bragging about it back in the day.
She's not gonna ever hear the end of that. That's wild. She's probably still up now, though.
Yeah, I'm sure she's doing alright.
Yeah, I like a bit of Lily Allen.
Yeah.
See you smile for a while, and then I just smile.
So Ja Rule celebrates completing the Harvard Business School's 4-week, $1,050 entrepreneur. Ship Essentials Certificate Course. So, why are people mocking him? That's what I'm saying. I feel sorry for Ja Rule. Like,
my man should have done that before the Ras Glock Festival, fam. Yeah? Learn how to do business before you start them, cousin.
Yeah.
And rinse out people's money and give them dirty 100%. Sandwiches. Yeah? Put them doo-doo in the tent.
But I think, but at the same time, no. But do you know what? At the same time, yeah, you have to remember, like, people go through things. Sometimes people fail. Sometimes things flop. Sometimes they don't work out. Sometimes small, you can get away with it. Sometimes in a very, very grand scale, yeah. And I just feel like Ja Rule's failure was on a grand scale.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean he can't come back from it. Look, he's doing things to better himself.
I can't. Yeah, but chat to me when you're doing something proper like now, innit?
Yeah, you know, he's got an app. Icon app that I told you guys about last week. You know, he's got his certificate from Harvard.
Is that the one that he was like launching to like book artists through? Okay, yeah, I heard about that. It's a good idea actually in context. But we'll see. Time can only tell, especially with my man. He might hear something wild about him a couple days from now. Like,
but I support growth though. So, but it's that like, every time I say that to someone, it's like they laugh. This is a mock. This is not taken seriously. Big up Ja Rule, man. Keep doing your thing.
Do your thing.
Yeah, do your thing, man. That just shows you, like, no matter what you fail in life, no matter how old you are, no matter whatever.
Money talks.
Hundreds. Speaking of which, Diddy is suing Sean John. I just thought it sounds weird in an English accent. Sean John.
Sean John? Did he
suing Sean John for 25 million?
Woo! All these big numbers today. God damn.
He doesn't own it. He owned it. He sold the company, so he's left Sean John.
When was this? Recently?
A couple years ago.
Oh, so why is he suing them? What did they do to him?
Puff is suing Sean John and the company's current owner, Global Brand Group USA, for $25 million. The lawsuit claims that GBG USA collaborated with UK-based women's retailer Misguided to create a new women's line and use Diddy's name, image and likeness to promote the new brand. And Diddy gave the company permission to do that.
You know, get the bad boy permission so you can't do it.
Wow.
No, you have to
pay. Yeah, so Diddy founded the Sean John brand in 1998 and led the label to moderate success. In 2016, he sold majority of the stake in the company to GBG USA.
Okay.
And Diddy ran into issues with GBG last year when he accused them of surreptitiously using the vote or die phrase he made famous through his Citizens Change political service group in 2004.
So they're just being cheeky.
They're just using his
shit.
Pay
up, man. Pay up, bro. Pay up.
100%.
Pay the man his money.
Yeah.
He needs to buy some more Ciroc.
Yeah. That's mad, you know. And do you know what? Yeah. They probably thought they could get away with it because, like a lot of us didn't realise, like, obviously Diddy had sold Sean John.
We just
equate the two.
Sean John to Diddy.
Yeah.
So they're obviously using that and not making it clear that they have taken over. There's new management. There's new whatever's going on. And they're just like, let everyone keep thinking that. So when we do release something, we're going to get the clout from Diddy, regardless of he's actually there putting peas in anymore.
I don't remember seeing the Diddy Misguided app. I'm going to look for that. That's very cheeky of them, you know. And you know what? Diddy's rich anyway, but still, run him his money.
Yeah, the paper.
Give him the money. Cool. Have you seen... so Kiki Wyatt. You know Kiki Wyatt?
Yeah,
the singer, yeah? So I was on the Shade Room the other day, and there's like a guy in Milan. I think he's been on Love & Hip Hop. Don't know if you've seen Love & Hip Hop.
No. But I've heard of him. Yeah.
Anyway, they were trying to have a discussion about, like, Black Lives Matter, just black oppression, police, you know, just black being culture, black. And then she was just there rolling her eyes, acting like my man's changed it, won't let him get a word in edgeways, and, you know, gosh, I don't know why she was behaving like that. But, yeah, she went on to apologise about it, but... No, I'm surprised.
Don't be stupid.
Oh, it's crazy.
Just shut up, bro. If you have no information...
Have you seen the clips?
No. I don't even need to.
Yeah.
You're a wild lad, bro.
Yeah.
Shut up. I swear Dan's just half black.
Yeah.
Learn your own culture.
This is what I'm saying. So she's mixed race, right? Now, see, and this is the thing, though, because obviously she's...
What do you mean? Is your hair stupid? The hell, bro?
Go is that she forgot which side of her she was that day? She forgot which side of her she was bringing out that day.
Move on. What's the next news?
But do you know what? This is what annoys me, because it's like, how long has she been feeling like this, though? How long have you been feeling like black issues are so can't be bothered to talk about this? Like, so when people don't even want to say this, but when people say someone is black and they're mixed race, it doesn't matter what they are or what they've done for the community. If you sometimes the two are not synonymous. You can't, like, just because you're half black doesn't mean you're black. That's it.
Skin folk ain't always kin folk.
That's it.
That's all it
means. And then I had to put that in the most politically correct way.
That's all it is, fam. Some people are just dumb, warped, uneducated, ignorant.
Mm.
Level up, bro. Information's there for you. Google. It goes here if you don't want to get caught out.
Shame on you, Kiki Wyatt. Very disappointed.
Shame on you, bro. But you'll never be paying your... What's it? Tennessee Whiskey cover again.
Anyway, guys. Have you seen Trey Song's sex tape?
Which one are you? No.
Girl,
what I'm watching tonight.
I understand why he's so cocky.
Swear down.
Yeah,
I'm a check it out. It's crazy.
No, you don't need to check it out. I'm just saying it.
I'm joking.
But yeah, I think he used it to announce, you know, his new girlfriend.
Wait, what?
I don't know. There was just a video of Trey Songz getting...
He released it?
No, I don't know if he released it, but it was just floating around.
And it's his girlfriend?
Do you know what? He's never come. No.
Who is it?
I don't know. Some random girl. But he hasn't confirmed that it's him. He has like a photo of him looking at his phone, looking at the video, allegedly. But yeah,
wow. It's
crazy. I don't know. I feel like they do. What? I feel like I talk about Trey Songz every week here. But I feel like it's another reason.
I see it last time with him, breaking the COVID rules. Yeah. And that. Yeah, he just needs to learn how to behave.
Bro. I feel like celebrities are doing everything in their power, to stay in...
to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Man, even release some music.
Let me drop a sex tape.
Man, so he's got a sex tape up.
But Trey Songz does release music.
Jokes.
Well, let me just show them this shit. But I don't know. If that is, then well done. Then, yeah. Have a look. It's out there. T.I.'s reality show... T.I.'s reality show has been shut down. Oh, and the thing is, I've been skirting around talking about this for weeks now because I don't really want to bring it up. But I feel like it's getting to a point where it's peak. Because, like, I don't know if you've heard about this lawyer, Lisa Bloom. She's, like, this celebrity Me Too lawyer. Yeah, so she's starting... Lisa Bloom, she's now representing some of the, like, defendants and stuff. She's making comments, like, it's time, like, we start looking into, like, music as a whole. Like, the actual business of music. So I feel like... his situation is getting peaked. The network has suspended filming for his show, his Friends and Family Hustles.
Mad techie.
So, do you know about the accusations?
I don't want
to get into it too much, but it's basically, I think, a former associate, like, don't know if it's an employee or like an acquaintance, has accused them of like drugging girls and doing stuff to them and like taking their phones when they come in. Like, it's just the whole thing. If you want to know more about it, go read up on your own. It's not something that I want to divulge into.
Techie.
But it's really peak for him though.
Well, I hope the truth comes out, man, and justice prevails forever.
One thing that I would say though, if people are gonna start looking into the music business, a lot of people are gonna be shook.
It needs to happen though.
That's kind of needs to happen.
There's even that new documentary that was on BBC3. That's more based in the UK music scene, but it's talking about things that have happened recently with a lot of UK artists who are just getting away with things, or finally people are speaking about it.
The Octavian thing?
That was one of the things, and the solo 4-5 case, and there's someone else, I can't remember right now.
DBS.
What?
Is it DBS?
No.
Mm.
I don't think so. But no, you should check it out anyway. It's really good. It's just touching on the whole industry and having people being held accountable and having people in their circles, letting people get away with things. Because obviously, if my man doesn't make songs no more, I'm his manager. I'm not going to get paid. So obviously, I can let him keep doing his madnesses as long as it doesn't get out of control.
Yeah.
But people are being hurt at the expense of people's pockets, and it's just wrong.
So if they
need to do investigating and dig deep and do all the madness that needs to happen, I'm all here for it, really and truly, because it needs to be safer, because people are going to grow up and be turned away from something that they actually genuinely could have a successful career in, because they're fearful of things that they shouldn't have to be fearful of. I just want to create.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to nosh off that or suck on someone's willy or do whatever I have to do to just make my ass not beat. Come out of here, brother. There's no space for you lot no more.
Yeah, so it's
done.
Time to go.
See you later.
Man. To the left.
Everything you own in the back, to the left. On fire in the band, bitch. Because you trash.
Don't know. Speaking of trash, R. Kelly's associate pleads guilty to offering witnesses $500K in hush money.
Trash.
See, it started with R. Kelly, and God knows who it's going to end with. Chris Stokes.
Yeah. I had to look into that when I was talking to you about that the other day. I didn't know much, but I looked into that. I was thinking,
damn. That's another one. Do you know what? That one would give me so much satisfaction, because I just feel like he's gotten away with so much stuff. And people are not. And that's my childhood shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Growing up with all these songs, knowing that all these people were going through this madness at the time, just because someone felt like they could
Do you know what I'm saying?
And they were all kids, you know. Let's be fair. There wasn't, they weren't old. So us, we were young.
Yeah.
But they were still young. Now that we've passed them ages and known what our maturity level was. Trauma's trauma.
Yeah, like, come on,
you don't
man.
Need to put no one through that because of your disgusting urges, cuz
he's thing. Basically like the Jimmy Savile of like R&B. I said it, my chest. Cool. Yeah, anyway.
You don't know
yeah, so R. Kelly's 500k. Yeah, yeah. Like, you paid the person to be. Isn't it just like you're admitting?
Obviously,
like,
you're,
yeah. Like you're just admitting to yourself.
I said I didn't do it, but I paid her to say that.
I didn't.
She wouldn't say anything else because I didn't do it.
Hey, don't tell them what I did. Tell them what I didn't do. Like,
here's the money though.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Listen.
Years, rat.
If you're a sex perv.
Get in a bin.
Yeah. Guess what's coming to you?
Bitch.
Cool. On a lighter note.
Yeah, okay. Bring it back to
the start. We're going to cut a bit of that bit out. On a lighter note, we're moving to TV and movies now. And I know it's not necessarily music. Actually, technically, Idris Elba owns a label.
Yeah, he's got a home studio as well.
He's a DJ, yeah. So it is music, musical. So Idris Elba and his wife Sabrina Elba team up with Crunchyroll to develop animated fantasy series.
With who?
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll?
Yeah, they're in like an anime platform.
Production company.
Yeah. Yeah, and do you know that they both have their own production companies, Idris Elba and his wife, like separately, they both have their own individual. So they've teamed up together.
That's sick. Yeah, big move.
And I think it's going to be like. That heavily based on like it's gonna be Afrocentric. Let me read the sauce for you guys.
I love Idris Elba anyway.
Me too.
Think
so Idris,
his wife too. You know.
Yeah, she's pretty man. I like her. So Idris and Sabrina Elba's production companies and Crunchyroll recently announced that they'll be teaming up to develop an animated fantasy series titled Dentai. It's a working title at the moment. But yeah, so Sabrina's company is called Pink Tile Pictures, and Idris Elba's is called Green Door Pictures, and obviously they're gonna work together to executive produce.
Sick, man! I'm looking forward to that, man. That's gonna be wicked.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's sick.
Dentai is being described as a dark fantasy and an Afrofuturistic science fiction series. Ooh, the series will be set in a city where the rise of biotechnology has created an ever-widening gap between the haves and have-not.
Oh, man. Mm.
The two rising stars from either side of this divide are pitted against each other in a story that would ultimately explore equality and kinship with a corrupt society.
Oh, yeah, that's finna gonna be lit.
Yeah, I'm gonna start getting into anime, man. This sounds lit.
I'm definitely watching that.
Dentai.
Yeah.
Are there like black? So I don't watch animes at all. Yeah, I think I know. I watch Blood of Zeus.
There's a couple on Netflix. But I don't watch animes either. There's a black one on Netflix. I'm
sure is it the Boondocks?
No, that's not on Netflix either. That's on Daily Motion.
Oh.
But no, it's not the Boondocks.
Okay. That's not only that's anime, right?
Yes.
No, it doesn't count. Yeah. Okay.
The way it's drawn.
I want to start getting into anime, you know. My brother's been trying to get me into anime for time.
Did you try it? Everyone keeps trying to get me to, so I don't know why I don't.
This is the thing.
I try something new. I've got bloody time. It's lockdown, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I'm just going to do it because of FOMO. I don't want to miss out. So the 9th installment of Fast and Furious is on its way. The trailer's
out.
These men
need their licenses taken away.
Yes.
Yeah, because where are they driving to that's taking that long? Where are they going?
They just find themselves in new dilemmas every single time.
There's nine.
Yeah. I thought
they took the piss when they done three Shreks, fam. If the story don't need to continue, like, what are you like? What could you do? What is there? Different cars? Are going to be electric cars this time? They teamed up with Tesla.
Maybe, you know.
No, it's not. But that's going to be number 10 because I just gave them
somebody,
the idea. Oh,
they need to go and give money or collect someone who's been kidnapped.
They've been against the feds and then they became feds.
Yeah.
Oh, but like even that, from when I heard that, I said, I ain't even watching it again.
No, stop lying. You know you watch it.
I don't watch it.
What was the last Fast and Furious?
I wonder if you know.
Tokyo Drift. Oh, no, come on, man. You have to watch. I mean, you can run and huff and puff, but you have to watch it.
I have to do the thing, but I haven't seen Harry Potter.
Whatever.
No. I feel like half an hour of what?
Oh, wow. Okay. Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh.
That's long, man.
Yeah, but it's worth it, man.
Apparently.
It's worth it. Trust me. And I didn't watch Lord of the Rings until Mike from work put me onto it. And it's honestly one of the greatest films.
That's not very convincing.
I mean, they don't pay me the promo, so.
Very good. I take it out about you.
Brandy and Whitney Houston's Cinderella is coming to Disney
Plus.
Now
that right there is yeah. something I'm finna indulge
yeah,
in.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna enjoy yes. that shit.
Yes, yeah. yes again.
Yeah. Listen, that's if you ever Cinderella. Wanted a little girl or a little boy who wanted to be a little girl, you gonna love this shit.
Yes. It's amazing. It's the best yeah. Cinderella. All yeah. the other ones are dead. This one's the best one. Yeah. It's so good.
And apparently, love it. Apparently, Brandy was Disney's first ever black princess. Like,
what?
Yeah, think about it. Like, who was the black princess before Brandy was Cinderella?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, so definitely gonna check that out. I am going to watch that. 100% gonna watch that.
I was even watching Proud Family on Disney Plus.
Is it?
You know, when I first got Disney Plus, I didn't have Proud Family, and I was just feeling like real, real hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on, but only the first season, and they got the movie. But Disney Plus, come on, man, level up. Put everything out Disney there, Plus. Like stop playing games.
I'm not gonna lie, I bang The Simpsons. Like, I love working and then watching The Simpsons. The Simpsons is jokes, man.
It is still.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Simpsons in ages. Actually.
Yeah, watch it on Disney Plus. Mm. Yeah, it's cool. Nick Cannon. Is back on Viacom with One and Out.
Needed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they thought they was. Like, what were they gonna do without my man?
Do, yeah.
What were they gonna do?
Like, they thought by cancelling him, everybody else was gonna cancel him. But no, we're not cancelling Nick Cannon. No. Nick Cannon has been our friend since.
That's my actual childhood. Like, yeah, I've been watching Wild and Out for my whole life.
Not even Wild and Out, but like what's that? What's from Nickelodeon days?
Come on.
So not only is he back, but he's back with a talk show called the Nick Cannon Show, where he's gonna be like interviewing people. Dope. So he's gonna be like David Letterman, you know.
So I was thinking, I don't know how they can go about cancelling. I thought, first of all, I thought he owned it. So when I heard that, we know that everything kicked off last year. I said, what? How are they kicking him off the show that he owns? I thought it was literally Nick Cannon's Wilding Out.
Yeah.
How are you
firing
someone who owns it? Like, then obviously you hear technical stuff, who owns this shares and all that, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, okay, cool. What's he going to do next? Because it's not going to be the same, so they can't continue the show. The people that work there are probably not going to continue because he's not there. So the only thing they can do now is get him back. Because there's no way they're... Mm-hmm. That's MTV's highest rated show.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Don't be sick.
And who's gonna replace Nick Cannon on Wild and Out?
Let's
You're crazy.
Be real, fam. Do you know what would be sick though? A UK version. That would be mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The unis kind of have that. What's that thing? The Big Clash. That's like the UK version of Wild and Out, but it's not, that's not for like unis.
That's
yeah.
unis. I went uni for 3 weeks, bro.
Yeah. I was too old. I was out of uni by the time that stuff was a thing.
No, but that sounds that energy is lit everyone off teams. You have to be thinking fast. Mm-hmm. You got to cast a bit of banter, be able to like hold your own and like
improv comedy.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that stuff. Do you know, like, do you remember like Whose Line Is It Anyway? I don't know if you ever watched that. Actually, that might be before your time. Like, genuinely, because I was
heard of it.
It was before my time, but I watched it when I was really young. But basically, it's like an impromptu show. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Impromptu,
yeah. So basically, someone throws out a scenario, and then you guys got to act it out, and obviously it's supposed to be comedy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It had loads of dope people on it, yeah. But I just remember thinking, like, it would be so dope if there was, like, a UK version of that, because it's not everyday, like, podcast. It's not everyday this, that. Sometimes let's have a show where we can all laugh, like... So if anyone out there,
and you get to see people's brain ticking,
thinking
like,
on the spot, yeah.
On the spot. Are you really funny?
To be
like,
that, yeah.
Yeah, that would be sick. Yeah. Bro.
Like,
yeah,
just get bare influencers and make them do impromptu.
Just
shit.
Give them a scenario and say, mm-hmm. "Oh, you're an aeroplane and this has happened. What are you gonna do next?"
Yeah.
You get the first line. You get the second line. You get the third.
So.
You used to do that in drama.
Yeah, exactly.
We made a whole play.
Oh
my days! Big up my drama group. Oh my god, year 10. We went on for about 30 minutes on a whole improvised thing, and it was sick. Everyone was talking about it in the playground for the whole time. And it was all off the top of our heads. We went behind the curtain and we'll be like, okay, the next scene is, I want to go out, I want to say that, then you got to do that. Walk out and the scene was just, it was just flowing, so sick. It was sick.
I miss drama,
I'd literally
man.
Love to do like a kind of impromptu, like improvisation type kind of.
I wish you made that happen somehow,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because that would be lit, man. Because I like it, you're just free, just, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, literally. Just say what you like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you see on Instagram, I forgot her profile name, yeah. But basically, there's this lady and she done like the reenactment of like Cat Slater and Zoe. You're not my mother.
You're not my
oh my God, it banged. It was so sick. I'm going to go to Spain to live with Uncle Harry. No, you're not. I was like, yeah.
You're not my mom.
Yes, I am. Listen, and do you know what? Today's a sign. I don't even know why that just came to my head.
Oh my God. Can you wait out?
Today I'm going back, yeah. So I'm going to start watching EastEnders.
No, yeah, we've been rare little throwbacks about EastEnders today, actually.
No, I need to find that girl's clip. That was like the funniest clip, yeah. Because we all knew what was coming, but she done it so well.
Yeah,
I think she does like loads of like reenactments on her Instagram.
I
want to
see that. Who's which lady called?
You know I can't remember. I'm gonna find it. And I'm gonna show it to you.
Yeah,
100. To you. If I can, I'll put it in this video somehow. Maybe right, cool. I don't know if you watched the ZZ Mill show.
Yeah. I've seen a few.
So, anyway, this week she had a clinical psychologist on.
Okay.
Which
kind
of spoke about.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Da-da-da. Anyway, it was good because it reignited the conversation about does music influence people and what is it doing to like the community and stuff.
Okay.
Like I think she's very anti-drill in it.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So that's I think she brought her on to kind of disprove her about it. But it did make me think though, because earlier on that week, Cardi B dropped her song Up.
Oh really?
Well, generally if you're in a club, like if outside was open, it's not that bad. It's all right. It's you know, Cardi B, but she has a lyric in it where she was like, "Broke boys don't deserve no." Which is naive. Mm-hmm. And someone retweeted it. Yeah, a popular sexologist blogger retweeted it.
Okay.
Yeah, and everybody went crazy. And but I was thinking, okay, is it the music now that is influencing people to start attaching monetary worth to their JJ? And is it the music that's influencing people to like be out here trapping? Like, if we can say, okay, music encourages people to do a madness on the streets, can we also say, you know, there's this kind of music, this Cardi B stuff that has the lyrics? Because the thing is that I didn't even want to like bring the blogger into it, yeah, because to be honest, all she did was retweet the lyric.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So people are really angry about a Cardi B lyric. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe because of the way it's going to influence girls. Yeah.
Of
or maybe I don't know.
I'm 100% sure, like 100% what you listen to, what you consume, it has a major effect on how you move as a person as well. Like, it just, of course it does, it makes sense, because whatever you're taking in is what you're putting back out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of energy, in terms of food, it works the same way. So why wouldn't it work with what you're like taking in and learning?
Yeah,
obviously if you're constantly listening to madnesses, or you're constantly watching things with bare drama in it, that's the kind of thing that's going to surround you. So
exactly.
It's not to say that that specific rapper saying that specific thing is going to make you go out, grab the knife in that specific same way and do what he did. But if you're constantly in that circle, you hang out with those kind of people, you listen to that kind of music, it's not going to be unfamiliar for you. You're going to be desensitized to it.
Yeah.
If you hear that every single day, that man's doing something that really and truly shouldn't even be spoken about in the way that it's like nothing, someone can die and it's nothing, or a girl that is young and vulnerable is just opening her legs and doing whatever the thing, that's something that's really and truly should be looked at seriously.
Yeah.
But because it's the whole, oh yeah, you only live once, live your best life kind of flying out, bro, like, people just need to be more aware, because you can obviously be angry with, same way Cardi B wouldn't play the WAP for her daughter.
Exactly.
Because you know, I'm not making the music for you, but I know if you hear this, you're going to think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need you to think that's okay, because I know that it's not.
Yeah, and I think people need to just take a step back and really just analyse what they're consuming when it comes to music.
100%. Like everything.
Like, I think there's too many naysayers and there's too many people denying the fact that music 100% can... Like, listen, if you wake up in the morning, if you're feeling angry or whatever, yeah, you might put on a certain song that's going to, you know, you do you know what I'm saying? Or if you're feeling heartbroken, let's just say heartbroken, yeah? You put on sad songs to make you cry. It brings out emotions. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So if you keep listening to, like, a certain type of music, it's going to affect your mood.
100%.
I think I said the same thing, like, 3 times now. Okay.
No, but, like, definitely. It's so true, man. Whatever you're consuming, whatever you're putting out is... Mm. Whatever you're taking in, whatever you're putting out, all that shit, man. Everything links up together, bro. Just whatever you're taking in. Be careful is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I think we need to be more conscious.
Literally.
About lyrics as well.
Fuck following trends. Like what you like. Mm. Listen to what you want to listen to. Or if you don't like anything, make your own stuff. Because that's always an option.
Make what you want to listen to, yeah. Literally. Mm-hmm. I just feel bad though, because I feel like music's taking people down a road, yeah, that we just can't keep up with, and like it's putting like unrealistic standards on, like music is putting unrealistic standards in people's faces, yeah, and people are music is deluding people.
Music's been doing the same thing that it's always done, but because we can see how they're living now, more so because of social media, people are more inclined to... Do you know, same thing with everything, isn't it? It's being shown more because when hip-hop first started and Run DMC were talking about Adidas, everyone got that. There was no Instagram for them to show you that they're doing this. You know that they're doing that because they're spitting about it, and then they think that the trends don't carry on. Or people that are dressing like that and end are dressing like that, so obviously it's going to lead into that kind of thing. But the only thing with people looking at the bag as the only thing, it's just that they're leaving other things behind and think that they need to make sure that it keeps up with, like, the fact that you need to put in hard work for the bag. They haven't just got there
because
have lost
all their morals because of,
literally, you don't have to sleep with someone to get there. You can put in the work, and if someone offers you that, you can say no. There's consent. There's like, do you know what I'm saying? People need to tell the whole circle instead of just the top and the
music
glamorous side. Like,
for me, music is so influential, yeah, that it's become the biggest marketing tool ever. Fuck the morals. F your morals or F whatever. If they can sell it to you through music, that's exactly what they're going to do. Do you know what I'm saying? So they have people right out here running drugs and killing each other. I'm not going to say because of the music, but...
No, but
the lifestyle...
The fact that it's glorified in music, right, and it's in that, and that same music is in bloody mainstream media and charting, which means big wigs are listening to it as well. Yeah. People that are in the mainstream are listening to it. Well, it's like, well, there must not be something that bad with it.
Exactly.
If my man can get rich and have 3 houses and 10 cars,
I can do that. He looks like me. I can do that too. Yeah.
Have you done the same thing? Oh, yeah, I might as well do it too.
That's it. They glorify that stuff. You glorify sexualizing women. Now women are paying God knows how much to breast, bum, lips, God knows what to their body. Yeah. And I hate to say it, you're influenced through music. It's music. It's what you see in music videos. It's what you see in music-related programs, Love and Hip Hop and whatnots. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I always say, like, it's heartbreaking to speak to some of my female friends of, like, what they see of themselves and what they think about themselves and what they feel that they need to have. And it's like, needs and wants are two complete different things. That people need to understand that you do not need to look a certain way to get a certain thing. Because them shit right there ain't gonna last to you, bro.
That's
if you're not there for the genuine reason that you're actually talented, or you're there because you have the credibility to be there, then you're going to get found out eventually. Like, that's not going to hold you forever. Yeah. And when you're all sick, or your things, your surgeries are going bad, and you've got to pay for this now, and you're all in pain, all for your 10 pictures on Instagram, and your Instagram then gets blocked, what are you feeling like? A clown, bro.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be healthy. Or for what?
So crazy.
And your kids are still going to come out looking how you looked before that anyway. Yeah. So what are you hiding from, Kazi? Do you know what I mean? It's just jokes, bro. Love yourself, bro. That's the most important thing. Self-love is the best love.
This is the thing. I feel like we used to have music that promoted self-love. We used to have music that promoted community, unity, unity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we used to have music that would uplift us and like...
Bro, there's still that. It's just because of what mainstream media puts forward. See how you're even going back to the Bryson Tiller thing. Remember you telling me, man's released his thing. But because they want people to hear it, they're not going to push it to. So it's not going to hit my playlist. Really, really and truly, they knew I was a fan of his other stuff, so why wouldn't they have pushed it? Like, it's whatever they want to.
They want to corrupt your brain.
There's the Retro 2s that have been consistent in the game, spitting truth, spitting facts, spitting gospels in terms of the hood. And he's been consistent with it. And he will never be at the same kind of spot that bloody what Young Ads is because he's talking about, put my thumb in a butt, then I put a butt a butt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or then I tipped that lean and I was in the scene. Like, you don't need... Well, that's just because they know people are going to bop to that. They're not taking it in, but they're taking it subconsciously, but they're not listening because the beat's so banging. They don't even need to listen to the lyrics. When my man will make more time be sitting the same thing on five different tracks.
Yeah.
When my man comes with the lyrics, a proper lyricist who has content.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it, bro. Like,
that's a bit too...
It's a bit...
Real.
You know, you're making people think.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
We want people to have fun.
To do. To fill the system of be a little bitch, bend over quick. You know, that's what they gonna do.
100%. No, and you know what? I think that people really need to stop, get out your emotions, stop and look outside and actually see what your music is doing. Because if you make content, okay, do you know what? I bring up the Cardi B thing again, when she said broke boys don't deserve no, and she's right, in a way, I mean, you should never assign monetary to your, you know, but if you ain't got no, if we're talking broke like ain't got shit,
like we're sharing a can of soup,
then your focus is not pussy, I'm here to tell you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Shouldn't be at all anyway, yeah.
But you know, if you're getting by, you know, you're doing your thing, you can, you, that's not broke. Like, and I think a lot of people got offended because they thought broke meant them. That don't mean you. Broke means, like, nigga, you ain't got shit.
No, it doesn't like, have to be specific, bro. If you're taking offense to it, then sort yourself out, bro. Because if you really think she's singing to you, then you've got another thing coming. She don't care because you're going to stream it and she's getting paid from that stream, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly, yeah, if you're broke, or you're in a you're in a relationship and you're good, and then something happens and you get broke, and you guys are, you're there for each other, you're ride or die, innit? Then when you're up together, you can say, you know what, we've been with each other through thick and thin. Fair enough, innit? Not if you're like, you ain't got nothing to offer, being, you got no ambition as well.
You can there's levels of broke.
But have ambition and have a plan and have drive.
Yeah.
You can get all the poops you want, mate. Because I see you're going somewhere
girls love.
Not even that, we can go together. We can climb together. I'm going to have a plan too. Not as if I'm just waiting for a man to have a plan so I can jump on his back and jump in the bloody back of the wagon. We've both got a plan. We're both moving forward. He gets the pumps. I get the pimps.
Potential.
You know what I'm trying to say?
That's a young girl's dream.
Now, you want to tell me that you're telling me you want to sit in your yard all day. You're not looking for nothing.
That's just broken bummy. I should come and
be broken bummy with you.
No, yeah.
You're evil.
Yeah.
You have enemy of progress, mate.
But this is what I'm saying. I feel like what she's saying, in a way, is kind of right? But I think it's the delivery
100%.
In which it's done. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's the delivery. When you now equate... What she should have said... I mean, I'm not telling her how to make music. But do your thing, innit? Like,
in an ideal world.
If I was in a club and the song came on, I would bop to it because it... You know, it's Cardi B, innit? She's a vibe.
I'm like, oh, shake your belly.
So, I mean, but I just feel like music is so raw nowadays. It's so wide for interpretation. If she says... broke boys don't deserve a pussy, girls are gonna be like, it's true. Yeah. Boys are gonna be like, oh shit, I need to get some money. They're gonna be doing the madness. Girls are gonna be saying, okay, you've got no money. Why does it have to be about punani? Why can't it be like, they don't deserve my heart?
Yeah, they don't deserve me.
They don't deserve my ring finger.
Because why is I'm it a real JJ? One.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Come in your life and you ain't got nothing.
So I feel like music, maybe there's a message there, but I feel like it's so shrouded in like rubbishness, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's confusing everyone. Like, do I use my pussy to get this money? Is that what she's saying to me? Like, what?
And that's exactly why you gotta think for yourself. Don't yeah. leave it to no musicians or these fuckery people to think for yourself, you, man. Bro. Like, cause they ain't gonna do it, bro. They're not that's gonna it. Do it. They're up, they're good now. They ain't thinking about you, you don't care.
Cardi B won't tell you about all the actually no, Cardi B will tell you about all the shit she had to endure and during her come up. Do you got what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
So, some people you don't if you don't if that's the life for you then that's the life for you, but me I don't have time to be sending my JJ for a rich nigga. And also yeah, what when girls say okay, what why does sleeping with someone who's wealthy, what does that are they gonna bestow their wealth upon you? Does it
bro, he's trying to be part of the journey. Yeah. Follow along. Yeah, am I getting back for it?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Man, suck his old Willie and get a Birkin. Despicable. Yeah?
I've had no Birkin and suck no Willie.
Anyone needs?
Anywho, on that note, we're gonna.
Wrap it up.
Have a nice night and don't forget to subscribe. Okay, cool. On that note, we're gonna wrap it up, guys. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, all that shit.
Put that bell on, cause he was he notification, so you see our beautiful faces as soon as we upload.
Yes. Follow us on social media. What's your social media?
Geneva_44.
Mine is @RuthMJNardi.
Love you long time.
So until next time.